Sudbury businessman Colin Firth, the owner of the local monthly publication Southside Story and a former Greater Sudbury mayoral candidate, died April 12 at the age of 62. Colin was a larger-than-life figure and along the way he made many friends, too many to possibly list here. That made a difference in his life, said his obituary. He is survived by his wife Monica Behrens, children Alexandra, Matt Albin, Callie, Jeff Bona, and Zachary, Hannah Poole, as well as his mother Dora. His obituary said Firth's most notable business venture, his magnum opus, was the monthly publication Southside Story that he and Monica started in June 1993. It was here that Colin truly hit his stride as a community builder, local business advocate and general purveyor of happiness, said a press release. Colin was the big picture figure, and along with his longtime partner Dave Preedy they handled the sales and marketing of the publication. Monica's the brains, I just have a hell of a paper route, he often quipped. For 3 decades Southside Story graced the coffee tables, waiting rooms and toilet tanks of Sudbury, providing humor, insights, trivia and the untold histories of a city that Colin truly loved. You can read more about Firth in his lengthy obituary here on Sudbury.com. Donations can be made in Firth's name to the Algonquin Playground Association. Stories and memories of Firth are welcomed by the family by email at salongcolin@gmail.com. There will be an opportunity for friends and family to gather this coming Friday, April 19th at the Beef and Bird on Lorne after 7 p.m. Come hoist a beer and tell some tales of the life Firth lived.